You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Isaac's success to score and Watford to win was 11-5, now 3-1. And Abel Hernandez to score and Hull to win was 7-1, now 9-1. Derek, Hull's win away from home against Bristol City in the EFL Cup midweek, the very definition, I think, of papering over the cracks. Prior to that, they'd conceded 5 at Anfield and 6 at the Vitality Stadium in back-to-back away games, and now they travel to Vicarage Road for this one. Watford have been pretty solid, only one loss in their last 6 in the league, and Troy Deeney, who is still marooned on 99 goals for the club, he's 23-20 to score any time, and he's scored in each of his last 3 appearances against Hull City. Watford versus Hull, is this priced up as you expected?
Well, I looked at this fixture and I thought there's only going to be one winner here. I've got no idea who, but I know it's going to Watford are going to win this. And I thought, well, when do Watford become, you know, unbackable? At what point of odds on do they become unbackable? I don't think we're there yet. I think, you know, 10-11, maybe 8-11. It's not far off that, is it? 3-4. Well, I can't see how anyone could be back in Hull in this fixture, like, given their recent away form. I think it's 1 point, is it, from the last 7 away matches? They're a side that's, you know, going straight back into the Championship. We can see that. Just that, what the only thing, the only reservation about Watford here is that they're a side that I can't trust. And when you're backing a side that you can't trust, are odds on, it does go against the grain. The reason I'm going to back them this time odds on is that the opponents are Hull, who just don't look up to it.
I think, Tom, maybe Hull are the only side you'd back Watford at odds on at home against in the Premier League. They aren't very well. I think they're definitely the worst side in the Premier League, and Watford 3-4 to beat them.
Yeah, I think Sunderland push them close. If we're going to give out the award for the worst team, I think Sunderland might have something to say about that. But it's the only time I could look at backing Watford. I mean, Watford's home form's not been great. One out of the last 5 Premier League games. At Vicarage Road, they've won just 2 out of the last 11. You know, I know they've not conceded many in the last few matches, but suddenly the goals have dried up for them as well, and they've not found them as easy to come by. Something bugs me about Watford, and I think it was after they won at Middlesbrough. You know, it was one stunning goal that basically separated the two sides. They showed very little ambition at winning the game. Neither did Middlesbrough, but the onus was on Middlesbrough being their home side. It was the argument amongst a few of the Watford players after the game. You know, they're still arguing about it to each other, and I never get a feeling that Watford is a particularly unified camp. I just never get that feeling when I watch them play. I think they've got some great individuals, but I think the going gets tough. Put it this way, if Watford were in a relegation scrap, I wouldn't be backing them to survive. But they're not going because there are far worse teams than them, and they have enough to get by, and they'll win a game like this. So I'll probably look again at Troy Deeney here. He's going to be like a... A batsman going into tea, isn't he, and overnight on 99. I wonder how long it's going to go on for him to go on forever. I wonder how many times he's printed up his T-shirt underneath his shirt. You know, it's 100 knots out or something. You know, he's been wearing it.
It'll be like Rabsy Nesbitt's vest, won't it, by the time his shirt comes off.
Reprinted every single game. But I think he'll be a key player for them now in this one. But I don't see Watford. I mean, I know some people might look at the way Hull conceded goals in their last away in the last few matches. But I don't necessarily see them doing what they did against Bournemouth. You know, they're not going to ship a load of goals in these games, but, you know, 2-0, 3-0 is probably about right for this one. But I'm going to look for Deeney here at 23-20. He'll be licking his lips thinking, if I'm going to get a goal, it's got to be against this side who defensively look awful. And, you know, I can't have been a Hull player, not only with the results this week, to not be embarrassed, but when you see your club, you know, on the electronic boards, you know, putting the chant subtitles for the chants for the fans to sing at home games. I mean, even if I'm Curtis Davis, Robert Snodgrass, I'd just be shaking my head thinking, we can't even get that right. That's worse crime than goal music. That's the worst crime I've seen in football now. Unbelievable. And apparently it was in front of a stand where there's no fans anyway.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.